Good morning. It is Tuesday, July 14, 2026, and this is Finance Pulse. If you are a bank CFO, a controller, or a finance transformation consultant walking into client conversations today, this is the most information-dense morning of the quarter. Five of the largest banks in the country, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup, are all reporting second quarter earnings before the opening bell. At the exact same moment, the Bureau of Labor Statistics drops the June Consumer Price Index at 8:30 Eastern. That simultaneous print is not just a market event, it is a planning event. Let me walk you through exactly what to read and what to ignore. Start with the CPI, because it will dominate headlines in a way that could mislead. Consensus forecasts have June headline inflation falling from 4.2% year over year to approximately 3.9%. That sounds like relief. It is not. The drop is driven almost entirely by a 10% decline in gasoline prices in June, which in turn was caused by the Iran ceasefire and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Here is the catch. That ceasefire has since collapsed. Oil prices have been rising again since July 8th. Core CPI, the number the Federal Reserve actually watches, is expected to hold at approximately 2.9% year over year. Still sticky, still above target, and still consistent with a Fed that has 9 of 18 officials projecting a rate hike somewhere in 2026. The June dot plot median for the Fed funds rate at year-end 2026 came in at 3.8%, up from 3.4% in March, with cuts pushed out of 2026 entirely and into 2027 and 2028. The July 29th FOMC meeting is now 15 days away, and markets are pricing a hold, but the June PCE data lands July 25th, giving the committee one more inflation read before it decides. For bank CFOs, this CPI dynamic has a direct planning implication. A soft headline that reverses in July data, the last print before September, means any easing of deposit cost assumptions made this week would need to be unwound in less than 90 days. The discipline today is to hold core inflation-driven funding cost assumptions constant and treat the gasoline-driven headline as noise. Now to earnings. The single most watched number across all five reports today is not headline EPS. Consensus expects 12.5% earnings growth for the finance sector in Q2, and a beat is nearly certain. The number that will actually move planning assumptions is net interest income guidance. It trimmed its full year 2026 NII guidance to approximately $103 billion. That trim, in a quarter that was otherwise strong, with $16.5 billion in net income and revenue up 10%, is what the market punished. Whether JP Morgan raises, holds, or trims again today tells every super-regional CFO what the NII trajectory looks like for the second half. The 2-to-10-year curve is sitting at only 38 basis points. That is positively sloped but thin, and meaningful NIM expansion requires steepening that has not arrived yet. The second storyline to watch is Citigroup. Analysts say Citi is drawing more attention today than even JP Morgan, because its transformation execution is the clearest read across for any large bank running a multi-year finance function rebuild. In Q1, Citi posted net income of $5.8 billion and revenue of $24.6 billion, its best quarterly revenue in a decade. What happens in Q2 will either confirm or challenge that trajectory. For a Deloitte transformation consultant, Citi's story is the live case study for what organizational restructuring and controllership modernization actually deliver on the earnings line. For the super-regional cohort, think PNC, US Bancorp, Truist, Fifth Third, KeyCorp, Regions, M&T, and Citizens. Today's universal bank prints set the benchmark against which their own results, reporting over the next 2 weeks, will be judged. These banks do not have Goldman's investment banking fee engine to offset margin pressure. Their earnings depend on deposit beta discipline, commercial and industrial loan growth, and credit quality. The read-across question for their CFOs is whether the big bank's NII guidance signals a rising floor or a declining one. On AI and finance, three independent research streams converged this week in a way that has not been fully synthesized before. Bain, BCG, and Deloitte all arrive at the same sequencing principle. Data foundation first, automation second, intelligence third. Bain finds only 12% of finance organizations have fully scaled machine learning in FP&A forecasting, and of those, most have not redesigned the underlying process. They ran AI forecasts in parallel with existing bottom-up planning cycles, two processes running simultaneously, neither fully trusted, and the expected benefits largely unrealized. Bain calls this workflow debt. The fix is not more AI, it is process redesign before agent deployment. That sequencing insight is also reflected in Deloitte's own Finance Trends 2026 research, which shows 63% of finance departments actively using AI solutions, but with a wide satisfaction gap between organizations that have truly scaled, 41% satisfied, versus those still in pilot mode, at 25%. Gartner adds that building AI talent inside the finance function is now CFO's most pressing near-term challenge, ahead of budget and ahead of technology selection. For your client conversations today, here are three hooks. First, the NII revision test. JP Morgan's Q1 trim to $103 billion was the earnings day shock last quarter. If today's print holds or raises that figure, it validates the rate hold planning assumption for the sector and gives bank CFOs confidence in their H2 revenue model. If it trims again, every super regional has a reforecast problem this week, not next month. Ask your client, how quickly can their planning process absorb a material NII guidance change from a bellwether? Second, the workflow debt diagnostic. If a client is running AI-generated forecasts alongside their existing bottom-up cycle, ask which one the CFO is actually signing off on. If the answer is the manual one, the AI investment is not delivering. And the problem is not the model, it is the process architecture around it. Third, the data sequencing imperative. Bain, BCG, and Deloitte all converge this week on the same finding. AI deployed before data quality is fixed produces poor results. For bank clients beginning AI in finance programs, this is the case for treating data foundation work as a prerequisite to, not a parallel track alongside, the AI deployment roadmap. That is your Finance Pulse for Tuesday, July 14th. We are in the room where the Q2 story gets written this morning. Listen for the NII guidance, not the headline EPS. We will be back tomorrow with the actual print analysis as the numbers come in.